You're listening to SBS News. Grace Tame says an attempt was made to muzzle her 5 months into her term as 2021 Australian of the Year. On August 17 last year, she claims a senior member of a government-funded organisation phoned and asked her to promise not to say anything damning about the Prime Minister at the next Australian of the Year awards.
You're an influential person. He'll have a fear, they said. A fear? What kind of fear, I asked myself. A fear for our nation's most vulnerable? A fear for the future of our planet? And then I heard the words, you know, with an election coming soon. And it crystallised. A fear. A fear for himself and no one else. A fear that he might lose his position, or more to the point, his power.
Women's Safety Minister Anne Rusten says an investigation is underway into the claim.
My understanding is that that investigation has already been commenced. I was unaware of the accusations until I heard them today at the press club, and my understanding is that nobody else in government was aware of that until that time. Obviously, it is an unacceptable thing for any agency that is funded by government to be seeking to do that to anybody, and so that investigation, to my understanding, has already commenced.
Grace Tame criticised the federal government for making empty announcements, superficial last-minute acknowledgements, and carefully staged photo ops. And she vowed that she'd not back down and would keep advocating for the vulnerable. In her speech, Brittany Higgins, who says she was raped inside Parliament House in 2019, called for all 28 recommendations of the Jenkins Review into parliamentary workplace culture to be implemented.
Without these changes, women will inadvertently continue to be discouraged from taking up roles within Parliament or take a seat at the leadership table. If we truly want a gender-inclusive society, we need more vocal women in rooms where key decisions are being made to ensure that there is a gender lens placed over national policy. This starts with the implementation of the Jenkins Review. The question is, if this moment doesn't spark change in our Parliament, what will?
Brittany Higgins also criticised the draft national plan to end violence against women and children as lacking clear actions and targets, and instead being full of warm platitudes and statistics. She describes some of Scott Morrison's language over the last year as shocking and a bit offensive, but says it wouldn't have mattered as much if his actions had demonstrated a determination to change.
I wanted him to wield the weight of his office and drive change in the party and our parliament and out into the country. And 1 year later, I don't care if the government has improved the way that they talk about these issues. I'm not interested in words anymore. I want to see action.
If you or someone you know needs support, you can call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or visit 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Greg Diet, SBS News.